your faithfulness. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, for the month of July. We are grateful to you for all that you did for us. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing us even to this month of August. We are grateful unto you. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you are set to do, even in our lives in this month of August, because the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has he entered the hearts of men. The things you have prepared for them that love you, Lord, we are grateful unto you. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, as we have come before you this morning, even to hear your word, Father, the Bible says the entrance of your words, it gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. Grant unto every one of us humble heart, simple heart, to be able to receive from you this morning in the name of Jesus. Give us divine understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord, the Bible says, it is not him that hears the word of God that is justified, but the doer. Lord, we are pleading with you. As we hear your word, help us to be able to apply this, even in our lives, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful unto you. We give you all the glory because you are the God that hears and answers prayer. Lord, the Bible says you sent forth your words and it heals us and it delivers us from all our destruction. Lord, this morning, let your word bring healing. Let it bring deliverances in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let there be salvation of soul in Jesus' name. Let, O God, the captive be set free in the name of Jesus. Let the, O God, discouraged be encouraged in the name of Jesus. And let the prisoner be set free in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We are grateful unto you. We bless your name because you are a faithful Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we are all welcome in Jesus' name. As we have been told that this is our month of showers of blessing, it is my prayer that indeed it will be a month of showers of blessing in our lives in Jesus' name. And each one of us will encounter God in a different way, even in this month of July, in Jesus' name. Our title for the message this morning is Then God Said. So the message is titled, Then God Said. Then God Said. And the text is taken, the title is taken from the text, Genesis chapter 1. I will read from verse 26 to 28. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 to 28. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 to 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Verse 28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Praise the Lord. When you diligently search the scripture, you will discover that God has made provisions for everything you will need even before you step into this world. So we have been looking at, you know, we've been talking extensively about meditating on the word of God in the Sunday school for the past few weeks. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto the law, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of the truth. So God encourages us to diligently search the scripture so that you and I, we can discover, you know, the blessing that God has for you and for me. And a lot of people may not discover this because they are not searching diligently. But those blessings are there. But you and I, we need to search the scripture. And I pray that the Lord will grant unto us even the understanding to do this in Jesus' name. But unfortunately, the enemy has blindfolded many so that they will not be able to discover these treasures in order to keep them in bondage perpetually. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It talks about whose minds the God of this age has blinded so that they will not believe and the light of the gospel will not shine unto them. It is my prayer that whatever might have blindfolded any one of us eyes as we hear the word of God this morning, the Lord will take it away in Jesus' name. And our eyes shall be open even to see and to walk in the truth of the word of God in Jesus' name. Now, going back to the title that said, then God said, if we read the book of Genesis chapter 1, just chapter 1 alone, you will find nothing less than about 9 places where the Bible says, God said, God said, God said. So the question this morning is that, what did God say concerning you? What has God said concerning you? So we're going to look at just 2 points. Because today is Thanksgiving, so I'm trusting God that it's not going to be a long message so that we can have time to pray. So, 2 things. What did God say concerning you? If we go back to our text that we read earlier, verse 26, the Bible said, then God said, let us make man in our image. So, the first thing that we can relate there today is that God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. So what does that mean? This tells me that you are not a product of mistake, but a product of divine strategy, divine arrangement. When God said, let us make man in our own image, that includes God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All of us will agree. Us cannot be used for one portion. He said, let us make man in our own image. So the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 139, verse 14, he said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Is that the way it is with you? Does your soul know very, very well that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Among everything that God created, you are specially made. Because the Bible says, let us make man in our image. And now, what is the image that the Word of God is talking about there? So, you were created in the image of God. If we read further text, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. So this tells us that you and I were created in the image of God. You are created in the image of God because you are specially made. You are not created like any other thing that God created, but you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And the Bible says you and I were created in the image of God. So brethren, don't let anybody deceive you. It doesn't matter what is happening, even in a time that we are now. We're in a time of pandemic, coronavirus. So, whatever you are seeing is just temporary. But assure yourself in the word of God that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are created in the image of God. God had a plan for your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So meaning that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. So God knew you because God created you with special purpose in mind. So let's quickly look at the 2 attributes of God. We are still looking at, let us take man in our, and we have learned that you are not a product of mistake, but a byproduct of divine strategy.
So also, you are created in the image of God. So what are some of the attributes of God? If you are created in the image of God, it's very important for you to know some of the attributes of God. Number one, glory. So we see this, you know, in many places in the Bible. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 22 says, 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 22, it says, "And she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." So that tells us that God himself, he carries glory. He carries Shekinah glory. And where there is God, there is glory of God there. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." He said, "Darkness may cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." He said, "But he will arise, and his glory will be seen upon you." So our God carries glory. And if you are a child of God, the Bible says you are created in the image of God. So you are expected to reflect the glory of God. It does not matter what is happening. So you are expected to reflect the glory of God. We are learning about joy of salvation this in the course of the Sunday school. So it's still part of reflecting the glory of God. When everything around you is proving opposite, but yet you express the joy of the Lord. So you are carrying the glory of God. So meaning that it's not what is happening around you that is determining your joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Another attribute of God is holiness. I know that this is an aspect that a lot of people, they don't want to always dwell on. But I can tell you that there is no way you can run away from this. If you want to carry the glory of God, then you must equally, you know, live a holy life. The book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 15 to 16. It says, "But as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." Our God is holy. And if you want to be partaker of that glory, it is very important for you and for me to conduct ourselves in a way that is pleasing unto God. Because the Bible says in all areas of our conversation that we should conduct ourselves in holiness. Because our God is holy. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So, in other words, the more you walk in holiness, the more of the glory of God you are going to carry. The more you walk in holiness, the more of the glory of God you are going to carry. Let's quickly look at the second point. Then God blessed them. Verse 28, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible says, "Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." Praise the Lord. The Bible said, then God blessed them. It is a declaration. It is a decree. God blessed them. And if the Bible says God blessed them, nobody can curse them. God bless them. So that means you and I, God is saying concerning you that God bless you, God bless me. And that was the first declaration that God made over man when man was created. He said, then God bless them before any other thing. And if you are blessed, nobody can curse you. God's plan for you is to be fruitful, is to be fulfilled, and to flourish. We can see that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. So God, the plan of God for you is for you to be fruitful, is for you to be fulfilled, is for you to flourish. John chapter 15, from verse 5 to verse 7. John 15, from verse 5 to verse 7. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Again, we have been talking extensively about the word of God in Sunday school for the past few weeks. The Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, then you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. So meaning that one of the things that you require to be fruitful, to be fulfilled and to flourish is for you to abide in God and allow the word of God to abide in you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 92 from verse 12 to 14. Psalm 92 from verse 12 to 14. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old day. They shall be fresh and flourishing. From those three verses, almost each one of them talked about flourishing, flourishing, flourishing. And the key word there, or the main requirement of flourishing there, is to abide in him. So those who are planted in the house of the Lord, who are planted, not those who are visiting the presence of the Lord, not the visitors, those who are planted, those who have come to terms with the reality that they have surrendered themselves to God completely. They are not stranger. They are not visitor to God. We are learning in Sunday school again this morning that why is it that some people, when they first started their Christian journey with God, they were planted. But after some time, they now became strangers. They now became, you know, visitors to the presence of God. You and I, we all understand this. Many of us in the past, we could study in the presence of God, you know, for several hours without bothering about any other thing, without looking at our time. But these days, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, we are becoming uncomfortable. Our mind is all over the places. Phone is ringing. This one is calling your attention. This one is calling your attention. A lot of things running through your mind. It ought not to be so. And it is my prayer that the Lord will deliver you, the Lord will deliver me in Jesus' name. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, the Bible says, shall flourish in the courts of our God. So it is a plan and a purpose of God for us from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, for us to flourish. The Bible says, God blessed them and he commanded, he said, they should be fruitful, they should multiply, fill the earth, have dominion over the birds of the earth, over the fishes of the sea, over every living that creeps on the surface of the earth. And this is the plan of God for you and for me. God wants you to have dominion. He wants to be an overcomer. Psalm 8, verse 6 tells us that he has set you, he has set me over the works of his hand. He has given you and I dominion. He has set us over the works of his hand. He only said that about human being, not about animal, not about any other thing he created. There was a songwriter that she was saying, I thank God that God created me as human being. But he didn't create me as stone. He didn't create me as animal. You and I, we know that God created us. He created all things. But among every other thing that he created, you are specially created. And the Bible says, God bless them. When he created all that thing, he never said, God bless them. Only you and her that he said, God bless. And if God said, you are blessed, then that means you are blessed in Jesus' name. It does not matter what is happening around you. So what you just need to do is to hold on to the word of God. Because if God says you are blessed, it's a declaration. As long as you follow all other conditions that we have been talking about, the need for you you know, to abide in his presence, the need for you to allow his word to be in you, the need for you, you know, to live a holy life. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. John chapter 16, verse 33, say that these things are spoken unto you. He said, in me, you will have peace. And in this world, you will have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. It is already done. Jesus Christ has overcome already for you and for me. The Bible says, having spoiled principality and power, he has made a public spectacle of them. He has triumphed over them. He has done that for you, he has done that for me. So all you need, all I need is to access, you know, that victory that he has won for you and for me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He said, whosoever that is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Even our faith. So you must have faith. Because the Bible says, then God bless them. He's talking about you. He's talking about me. God bless you. God bless me. And so you must have faith. It is an already finished work. Jesus Christ has done it. He has overcome for you and for me. All you just need to do is to apply faith. So brethren, don't let your faith be disturbed, even a time like this. Whatever you are seeing now is an attempt, you know, to take your faith away, or to make your faith even to go down. So be strengthened, be encouraged. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The victory of Jesus through the cross has delivered you from every inherited curse. Every inherited curse. Some of us may begin to wonder what happened to Genesis chapter 3 from 16 to 19. It is true. Men, they sin against God and God placed curse upon them. Why? Because they sin against God. But don't stop there. Go to Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. The Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed, here according to the promise. So the promise still holds for you because of what Jesus Christ has done for you. So if you are in Christ, whatever God has said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, Genesis chapter 3, from 16 to 19, is no longer applicable to you anymore because Jesus Christ has already paid the price for you. And Galatians chapter 3, from verse 13 to 14, says Jesus Christ has redeemed you from every curse of the law. Be made a curse for you, for it is written, curse is every man that hangs himself on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham shall come upon the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit even through faith. And what is the blessing of Abraham? If you go to Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3, you'll see that blessing there. So we are under that covenant blessing, covenanted blessing. What did the Bible say? He said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name to be great. And you'll be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. He said, through you, many family of Israel shall be blessed. That is what the word of God says concerning you. So this morning, I have come to encourage you. And I've come, you know, to challenge you to hold on to the word of God. We are in the month of, you know, showers of blessing. God wants to bless you. There is no doubt about that. But you must hold on to the word of God. You have a role to play. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray. The Bible tells us a story in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, which many of us will know very well, regarding Jabez. The Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, but he was called Jabez because his mother mourned him in sorrow. And he prayed unto God. And God took away that curse. But remember the story about Jacob too? In the book of Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, the Bible says that Jacob said, I will not let you go except you bless me. So, and what does all of this mean to us? You, even though our month is the month of showers of blessing, but I need to tell you that you have to pray. You need to pray the promises of God, that is the blessing into your life. It is your responsibility. You need to pray. You need to pray them into your life. Psalm 124 from verse 6 to 8. We're going to begin to pray now. We take some free prayer points before I stop. Psalm, praise the Lord. Yeah. Psalm 124 from verse 6 to 8. Psalm 124 from verse 6 to 8. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can someone quickly read that for me, please? Psalm 124. If you are there.
Praise the Lord. Do not let them chew us up. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's trap. The trap has been broken and we have escaped. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I think I need to read it myself. I don't think it was loud enough. Psalm 124, verse 6 to 8 says, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to the teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Brethren, I want us to begin to lift up our voices unto God this morning. Begin to appreciate God. From the month of January to the month of July, a lot of things are happening, not just in Canada, but all over the world. But you and I, we have the gift of life. Begin to appreciate God. Thank God for divine protection and divine provision over you, over every member of your household. Begin to appreciate him. Give him all the glory. Because the Bible says, blessed be the Lord our God, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Lord, we thank you. As a church, oh Lord, we come before you, God, this morning. We say thank you for your divine protection, divine provision over our lives, over every member of Jesus Palace, over everyone that is identified, oh God, with your church. We say thank you, our Father. We are indeed grateful unto you because your mercy, your grace, oh God, has seen us through, Lord, even the past 7 months in the year 2020. We return all the glory unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to thank God for bringing you into the month of August, our month of showers of blessing. It is not your wisdom. It is not your intelligence. It is not your own strategy that has brought you into the month of August. Some people, they wanted to come to the month of August. It was not possible. I received a news from one of our family friends in Nigeria, not because of coronavirus, that she died just a few days ago. She was buried on Friday. So, and this person was just about 51 years. I want us to just thank God. This is a Christian. We work together. We were in church together for many years. So the husband, the pastor, and all that. So I want us to thank God. So I'm telling you that you are is by the mercy and the grace of God. Thank God for bringing you into the month of August. Give him all the glory. Appreciate him. Appreciate him on behalf of every member of your family. It does not matter what you are seeing, what is happening around you. Thank him. Appreciate him. Give him all the glory. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, with heart of gratitude, we come before you, O God, even this morning as a child. We say thank you, even for bringing us, even to the month of August, our month of showers of blessing. We are grateful to you. The Bible says it's only the living that can praise God. Lord, we say thank you. We praise your name. We give you all the glory on behalf of every member of Jesus' Palace. We say thank you. We are grateful unto you. For all our brethren over far and near, we say thank you. We bless your name, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible says, and God bless them. God bless them. So you're going to pray, Father, let your decree or declaration of blessing, according to Genesis 1:28, be established in my life in this month of August. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Pray for yourself, pray for every member of your household, pray for every member of Jesus, Father, that that declaration that God has made in Genesis 1:28 will be established in your life, even in this month of showers of blessing, in this month of August. Almighty Father, Lord, we thank you, we appreciate you, oh God, because your word is true. The Bible said, and God bless them. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your declaration, your decree, oh God, in Genesis 1:28, let it be established in my life, in the life of every member of my household, in the life of every member of Jesus' palace, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let this be established, oh God, even in our lives, in this month, oh God, of August, this month, oh God, Lord, that you have declared unto us as month of showers of blessing. Lord, establish, oh God, even your word in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Galatians 3:29. He said, if you are in Christ, that you are Abraham's seed, he according to the promise. And Galatians 3:13-14, it says that Jesus Christ has redeemed you from every curse of the law. He made a curse for you, for it is true. The curse is every man that hangs himself on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham shall come upon the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that you shall receive the promise of the Spirit, even through faith. I want you to begin to raise up your, lift up your voice unto God, even this morning, and pray that by the blood of Jesus, Father, deliver me and my household from every curse that may be working against your blessing and promises in my life, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we join our faith together, even as a church, oh God, this morning. Lord, deliver me, deliver every member of my household, deliver every member of Jesus, Father, from any curse, oh God, that may be working against your blessing, even in our lives, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that is standing, oh God, between you, oh God, Lord, between our blessings, oh God, Lord, let's, oh God, Lord, let them be uprooted in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, let them be wiped away in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, that talked about Jabez, that the Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, but his mother called him Jabez because he was born in sorrow. So you are going to pray, Father, uncover every covering of my glory. In this month of August, let my case divinely receive urgent attention. I don't know which case that you have personally. Begin to talk to God about it, that the Lord will uncover every covering of your glory. As the Lord did for Jabez, the Lord uncovered the covering of the glory upon Jabez, and he was able to have access unto God, and God answered his prayer. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, I join my faith with my brethren this morning. Please, Lord, uncover, oh God, every covering of our glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let our cases, oh God, Lord, divinely receive urgent attention. Even in this month of August, oh Lord, I join my faith with all my brethren. Every case, oh God, that is not bringing glory to your name, Lord, we pray, let that be a divine, oh God, Lord, urgent, oh God, attention, even from heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. I need to say this, because for you to be able to pray this prayer, you must be faithful in your tithe and offering unto the Lord. It is not my own making, but that's what, you know, the word of God says. But if you have been faithful in your tithe and your offering, join me in praying this prayer. If you have not, make up your mind that you begin to be faithful and also pray this prayer. And as we join our faith together, I believe the Lord will hear us and he will answer us. You are going to pray that, Father, upon, according to your word, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, that says, bring your tithe and offering into my house so there will be no food in my house. He said, test me, either I will not open the window of heaven and pour down blessing, such that there will not be enough room to contain it. So you are going to pray that, Father, open the windows of heaven and shower me and my household with your blessing. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray, stand upon the word of God. If you have been praying, if you have been paying your tithe and your offering, pray unto God according to his word. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, I join my faith, oh God, with my brethren this morning. The word of God says that we should bring our tithe, our offering, even to your house, so that there will be no food in your house. He said we should test you, and that you will not open the window of heaven and pour down blessing, so that there will not be room to contain. Say, Lord, we, oh God, stand upon, oh God, your word, and we pray in the name of Jesus, as many, oh God, that have been paying their tithe, that have been giving their offering, oh God, faithfully, Lord, oh God, in your church, oh God, and as many that have made up their mind, even at this time, even to do so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, that in this month of August, oh God, let heaven be open, oh God, and let the outpouring of your blessing upon our lives in the name of Jesus, many, oh God, that might have lost their God, many, oh God, Lord, that are struggling to survive, we ask, let heaven be open, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and the outpouring of your blessing upon our lives, upon, oh God, our marriages, upon, oh God, Lord, our careers, upon, oh God, our ministry, upon our health, upon every area of our lives, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Finally, because of our time, verse 11. Still, Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that it will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor your vine fail to bear fruit on the field. You are going to pray that according to his word, that according to the word of God, that throughout this month of August, Father, deliver me and my household from every form of devourer. Your life will not be devoured. Your marriage will not be devoured. Your career will not be devoured. Your health will not be devoured. Throughout this month of all August, because you have been faithful, even in the little, you have been faithful. The Lord will honor his word in your life. The Lord will honor his word in my life. Begin to pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, Lord, we plead with you, O God. Even according to your word, Lord, we have not come with our own self-righteousness, but we have come, O God, Lord, with, O God, a humble heart, and Lord, we are asking, O God, Lord, in your mercy, honor your words in our lives. In the name of Jesus, as your people, oh God, Lord, as we have been acting in obedience to your word, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that anything, oh God, Lord, that represents the devourer, we rebuke it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ over our lives. Lord, the devourer will not prevail in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that represents the devourer, we cancel it by the blood of Jesus in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, our lives will not be devoured in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sickness will not prevail over our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our cares will not be devoured in the name of Jesus. Our health will not be devoured. Our marriages will not be devoured. Our ministry will not be devoured in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise